In 1943, Mrs. Lulu N. Broad, owner of the Gypsy Tea House, wrote a letter to Henry Dorley, publisher of the Omaha World Herald, suggesting construction of a memorial for Douglas County area service men and women. On June 5, 1948, one day before the fourth anniversary of the invasion of Normandy, the citizens of Omaha welcomed President Harry S. Truman to formally dedicate the World War II Memorial Park to the people of Douglas County.
A memorialization for Douglas County's World War II service members. It's a place where I'm sure many people recall sledding or flying a kite or just lounging.
Chelsea Olmsted is the curator at the Durham Museum. She says that they have teamed up with the Omaha Parks Foundation to open an exhibit at the museum in celebration of Memorial Park's 75th anniversary.
People can come to the exhibit and read about the history of the park and how it came to be, plus what it's been for people since its construction.
The Durham Museum takes pride in the Omaha community and its city's rich history. Olmsted says the museum enjoys getting involved with the people of the city and hopes to celebrate it in the way it deserves.
It's a community exhibition, which the Durham Museum likes to do with individuals or groups, that helps us tell even more of those stories of Omaha from the people in Omaha.
Olmsted says that when the Omaha Parks Foundation first approached the Durham for opening this exhibit, they made sure to honor the foundation's vision and make it all come to life.
And another point they wanted to get across was that it was a huge local effort. So not only started by a local woman, but that people were donating, you know, basically change out of their pocket to businesses donating as many dollars as they could.
Olmsted says the Durham Museum's goal in partnering with the Omaha Parks Foundation and showcasing this exhibit to the museum visitors is to just continue achieving the museum's mission.
Spreading this awareness of the local history. So sharing with anyone from the state of Nebraska, from Omaha, the history of the place where they live or where they're from, and then for visitors who happen to be here to share this wonderful history of this space here and all of these unique stories that create some of the landmarks you may see in the area as well.
Olmsted says the museum was able to plan and execute this exhibit in a timely and orderly fashion.
It was through a lot of effort from the Omaha Parks Foundation to help with the writing, finding these images that you'll see on display, looking through our photo archives, which are a lot of the photos featured as well, and selecting.
Honoring 75 years, the history of Omaha's World War II Memorial Park is now open through September 3rd at the Durham Museum. Olmsted says from now through August, the museum has brought back their 5 After 5 event, where admission is $5 after 5 p.m. on Tuesday evenings. For more information about the Durham Museum and other current exhibits, visit durhammuseum.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.